going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Nina Kimes, ESPN, knocked it out of the park. She joins the pile of people that believe the Patriots had a tremendous draft, filled needs, got great value, got a lot of bodies, depth, everything. Mm-hmm. It was a home run.
A plus, best draft ever.
As the great Lee Corso would say, not so fast, my friend. So I finally found somewhere where the Patriots draft class didn't rank very highly.
And oh, yeah. NewYorkJetsFans.biz?
No. Pro Football Network. It's a thing.
Oh, what a reach.
They send me a lot of emails. I read some of them because I'm telling you, they spam the crap out of my inbox. But this one caught my eye because it ranked draft classes by relative athletic score.
Raz.
And as you know, there are some people that put a lot of stock in that. Shime. Mm-hmm. Chris Shime on the Greg Hill Show is a big fan of relative athletic score. And therefore, maybe there's some value, maybe there's not. I'll let you decide. The Patriots ranked 19th in terms of relative athletic score for their
out of all 32 drafts?
Out of 32 drafts. So you're in
Well, can we undraft him? Can we take him back? Is there like a 30-day return policy?
No 30-day return policy. You broke it, you buy it. You're bringing it home now, and you got to figure out how to keep it and use it. But 19th, and you might say, oh, well, maybe that's because they drafted linemen. But I would counter with they also drafted a running back early. They drafted a wide receiver early. They drafted a pass rusher. So just if you care about these things, I'm just letting you know that the Pro Football Network put all the relative athletic scores together and calculated that unlike their GPA, which is tops in the league, they came in 19th. I found this particularly mean, and I didn't even know they went this low. So the relative athletic score is, I think, between 0 and 10. And I believe famously Anthony Richardson, I think, got a 10 a couple of years ago.
How's that working out for him?
Not great. Great athlete, not so much a quarterback. He struggles to throw the ball from point A to point B, which is a prerequisite.
A very important aspect of the quarterbacking game, yes.
Mr. Irrelevant, Memphis cornerback Kobe Miner. A Miner, the Patriots put out on social media for like 10 seconds before they quickly deleted it, was the only prospect in the group to receive a poor relative athletic score, 2.93. 2.93.
How do you get a 2? I would figure that's something one of us would get.
Well, thankfully, they answered that in the next question. He failed to test strongly in any particular category and struggled in the speed and agility drills. So that's interesting. Kobe Miner, Mr. Irrelevant. Not that your draft class is going to be based on whether Mr. Irrelevant is any good, the last player picked, but he certainly stood out for the negative. Positive, Fitzy. You had a positive you wanted to get to about Drake May and where he ranks in a certain category coming into a new season.
That is correct. So we're all just super excited to get into mock drafts for next year. Anything basically that has something to do with football that won't take place for weeks, if not months from now. And over the weekend, out of the blue, I just happened to have noticed that the fantasy football rankings are already out for the 2025 season. And wouldn't you know, they put together, this was published on the Tweet Machine yesterday, the rankings for quarterbacks heading into the 2025 season. These are the fantasy rankings, which kind of tells you basically this is where we expect these players to finish as far as their overall value, like yards running, yards passing, touchdowns thrown, touchdowns run for, et cetera, et cetera. And would you believe that the fantasy wonks of the world believe your quarterback, Mr. One Win himself, Drakeio, Drake 10, Drake May is the 10th ranked quarterback in the NFL heading into the 2025 season from a fantastical perspective.
I'm sorry, what was the source on this?
That would be Pro Football Jazz, PFJ.
PFJ, is that what you said? I'm not familiar. There's PFF, PFN, PFT. We got a PFJ?
I don't remember. It was PB&J, actually. It was
Jazz Hands. Is that PB&J. Their logo? Yeah, that seems like a bit of a reach for me. Now,
you think so?
Well, the one thing that helps him there, and you recall this. Mm-hmm. Actually, I think I recall this. I'll let you correct me if I'm wrong. There was a period of time he led the quarterback position in rushing. Or in the games he played. Maybe it was in the span in which he played, he had the most rushing yards. So that would obviously factor in to his quarterback rankings. You'd get some points for the rushing yards. You would get some points for potentially rushing touchdowns. But you'd also have an issue there with turnovers. Because if we recall, he had a little bit of a problem with turnovers at
times. This is via Dove Kleeman tweeted this out yesterday. Sorry, it just took me a moment to find it. This is via, of course, everyone's favorite follow, Top One Fantasy. They are the some people have referred to them as the PFN of fantasy rankings.
Top One Fantasy.
Yeah, it goes Jaden Daniels, Lamar Jackson, Baker Mayfield. Can you believe Baker? He threw 40 touchdowns last year.
Yeah,
we sleep on what a giant season he had, statistically speaking.
And he's got talent around him. He should continue.
Yeah, absolutely. Josh Allen 4, Bo Nix 5, Burrow 6. Yeah,
wait, time out. Bo Nix is a better quarterback in fantasy football than Joe Burrow?
That's how they got him ranked.
Who was this again?
Top One Fantasy.
I'd hate to see what Bottom One Fantasy looks like. They have Bo Nix ahead
of
Joe Burrow?
This is great for discussion. Hold on, it gets better. Number 5, Bo Nix. Number 6, Joe Burrow. I guess people are really high on, after the season Bo Nix had, figuring he'll be rushing more, piling up them stats. Ready? Number 7, Jalen Hurts. Andy, who's 8?
Using this list, Joe Milton.
That would be number 8, J.J. McCarthy.
He's never played.
Yeah, but he's got Addison and Jefferson.
Joe Burrow has Chase and Higgins. They put a guy who's never played in the NFL in the 8 spot barely behind Joe Burrow? Who are these morons?
It gets better.
Yes, Dan Ball. We're not really doing this whole draft, right?
I'll just give you a couple more.
At least that whole draft was from Phil Perry, a guy I respect. Not this absolute clown show of, what was it, top one?
It gets better. Wait.
Idiots.com.
No, so Drake May is number 10. Who is sandwiched between J.J. McCarthy at 8 and Drake May at 10?
Oh, my Joe Milton guess doesn't seem so snarky anymore. Joe Milton actually played and looked good in one game last year. Puts him a leg up on J.J. McCarthy.
Oh, you're going to love this one. Guess who's, all right, you get one guess. Two guesses.
So it's going to be like a backup quarterback, Sam Darnold.
No. Actually, he's not a backup. He's the starter in Seattle.
Oh, I know, but he's due to have a drop-off after he leaves the
He's due warm to be Sam Darnold again?
Kevin O'Connell hug.
Number 9, Justin Fields.
See, that I'm actually more okay with than freaking J.J. McCarthy. Justin Fields can throw. Justin Fields can run. Justin Fields, if he plays the whole year, is probably going to be a 1,000-yard rusher with 10 touchdowns. Like, that's what you get from Justin Fields. Not to get all serious with this asinine ranking of quarterbacks from Top One Fantasy. Don't ever bring those to this shit, because Ted would have killed you. If Ted were here, he would have killed you. It would have been...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In the time, Hulk with Thor, puny god, or Thor's brother,
okay,
whatever the hell is Loki.
I find this, share it, and like it was,
nailed
holy
it.
Smokes, was it retweeted and laughed at, mocked, et cetera, yesterday on the socials. But what it did do was kind of foster a good ongoing debate of legitimately where do we think Drake May, if everything works out optimally this season, with the new receivers they've signed, drafted, et cetera, second year, Josh McDaniels, hopefully a healthy full 17-game slate. Where do we honestly believe Drake May will finish, in a best-case scenario, where do we believe he finishes the season as far as QB rankings?
QB rankings, like power rankings or statistical? Because I think his statistics might be down a little bit because I think they may really rein him in. Let's make sure we don't make any mistakes, no sacks, no turnovers. Mm-hmm. We got a defense. We got a... We're going to play that style of game. So I think his stats might be down a little bit, but I think he's going to be a top 16 quarterback, top 14 quarterback, okay, somewhere in that range. I think people are going to still feel pretty good about Drake May, even if it's not a 5,000-yard season with 40 touchdowns or rush for 10 touchdowns. I don't think he'll have any positive eye-opening numbers. I don't think you're going to be wowed by his completion percentage, by his touchdowns, by his yards, any particular item. You're just going to feel like he's still evolving into a pretty good quarterback or even a really good quarterback.
So we believe that Josh Allen will once again lead the AFC East in passing touchdowns, passing yards, possibly even rushing yards?
If he plays. As long as he plays 16 or 17 games, and he probably won't play the 17th other than a cameo to keep his streak alive, because I think they'll probably win the division and be well off on their way into the playoffs at that point. But yeah, Josh Allen is by far the best quarterback. The question is, who's number two? And it's sort of like the Vinatieri, Edelman, Mankins thing. I think mm-hmm. it's clearing away Josh Allen, and then the debate starts after that for who's next. Dan Ball.
I'm just going to give you quick stats, and then I'll put the name attached to it. I feel like this is a good comp for.
Oh, the old blind, the Jason Tatum. If you just took my name off it, I'd be a 5-time MVP.
17. This is the 16th ranked passer from last year in terms of passing yards. 17 games, 3,541 yards. 3,568 yards, 25 touchdowns, 9 picks. That is Jaden Daniels. So that is where your number 16 is from this past year, if that's what you're shooting for.
I think he'll be in that range somewhere. I think he will absolutely be in that range. And then you're going to add in, which you could also do with Jaden Daniels, there'll be some rushing numbers to add in there to fluff up your case for ranking higher or whatever it may be. And you know where he also may get some of the notoriety bump is like Jaden Daniels, if he wins games. If he turns this 4-win team into a... Fitzy, you think it's a 10-win team, playoff team?
That's my ceiling, baby.
The most bet over, second most bet over, whatever it is, 7.5 wins. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think they're going to win 8-9 games. If he does that, if he puts up those numbers and leads Mike Vrabel's Patriots to 8 or 9 wins, his curve will still be arching upward. The trajectory will still be on a elevation, and it'll be more than okay for everybody.
But you brought up from the draft, you brought up the lower relative athletic score that the Patriots 2025 draft class
somebody
got.
Somebody said I was trolling.
19 out of 32. What is your primary has every team that's won the Super Bowl in the last 25 years or however long they've been using RAS, has every team that's ever took the title had the highest RAS or been a top 4 RAS?
Well, RAS has only been around for like 5 years, something like that. It's a relatively new.
Why is so much stock put into that?
That's a more than fair question. That why is so much stock? Because it just it puts a number. It's Dan Ball's world. It's, you know, putting a nice, simple, easy, comparable number on overall athleticism and what athleticism. Now, the guy who called me a troller, what a troll job by Hart. They drafted a long snapper and a punter. Obviously, the score is going to be skewed. Okay,
they didn't draft
whatever.
A punter. They draft a place kicker, Mr. Texter.
And there's nothing to say you can't be an athletic punter or an athletic long snapper. That's allowed. I don't think they probably are. I haven't checked their RAS as well. 617-779-7937. Let's squeeze in a quick phone call. Sure. Jamal in the car has a thought on the Celtics. What's up, Jamal?
Wow, holy, jump back half an hour. Hey, guys, how you doing?
Tremendous.
What's up, Jamal?
Listen, when I put you on the air, you don't have to criticize me for putting you on the air.
Oh, well, that isn't the only time I wanted to criticize. I wanted to criticize you for something else, too.
Excellent. Welcome to the party, Jamal. Welcome to the party, pal.
Andy, I feel like kind of sick because I'm agreeing with you on something, and I really wish I didn't. But this whole thing about, I really want to say the Celtics were going to win in five, but there's no way you could have watched the Knicks series against the Pistons and think that the Celtics aren't going to sweep them. And on that note, watching the playoffs, watching Golden State pull out yesterday, I think they're a veteran, they're a veteran team that knows how to win in the playoffs, and I'm kind of looking forward to a rematch with them in the finals.
Ooh,
all right, thanks
wow.
for the call, Jamal. Yeah.
A Golden State Celtics finals?
That would be fun. Mm-hmm. That would give the Celtics a chance to exorcise their demons of past finals and a chance for sort of the passing of the torch mm-hmm. from Golden State, a team that did win consecutive titles, to the Celtics, Jason Tatum, a team that can win consecutive titles. I think that would be a fun matchup. Now, Jamal brings it up, so we'll touch on it for 1 second here. Would you be concerned with that matchup heading into it? Everybody said SGA and OKC could beat the Celtics. You wouldn't be concerned if it was Curry.
No, two Celtics killers of the postseasons past of the last decade.
Yeah.
Jimmy Buckets and Steph Curry.
Combining forces.
No, I don't. I actually, even though that is one dynamic duo, no, I wouldn't be too concerned. I have, the one team that does concern me is OKC. So if Golden State bumps them off by some stretch. I mean, they got to get there first, but...
Well, that's the
I
thing.
Wouldn't.
If they get there, also remember that they got there. They went through SGA. They went through whoever. They have mm-hmm. proven that this wasn't a short window for them, that they're on a legit postseason run. And I also think you left somebody out. So you mentioned Steph Curry, and you mentioned mm-hmm. Jimmy Butler and what they've done to the Celtics. Don't forget, coming off the heels of that Magic series, Draymond Green. And the way Draymond Green can be physical and can annoy you and can create angst and do some of the things that the Magic did.
I know, but for the chance back in the Garden alone once again, I mean, people haven't been able to dust off that gem in a couple of years.
But, I mean, the guy is an all-time great. He got fouled. I don't know if you watched this last night. He got fouled, hit across the wrist, the ball flies up in the air, and then he just Tito Santana's the guy in front of him with a forearm. It's like he finds amazing ways to make contact, push buttons, to do things that crawl under the skin or get into the skin of opposing teams. So, Jamal, I'm glad you brought that up. If the Celtics played the Warriors, I'd be here for it, as Fitzy likes to say, mm-hmm. on an entertainment value standard.
Oh, for sure.
I would be a little bit worried. I'd be a little worried that the veteran monster.
The demons, the goo, the ghosts of garden failure past.
One more in them, even against your talented team.
The Western Conference had some really entertaining seven-game series, though. Like, you know, interesting start in the Eastern Conference now with the Pacers being extra frisky, bumping off the Cavs, but... 2 7-game series out west as well, like Nuggets outlasting the Clips, and then Jimmy Buckets and Steph outlasting the Rockets. Like the Rockets, I thought the Rockets could very well have made like a nice little run there as well. Too bad. Two very good teams already off in Aruba, golfing, making plans for the summer.
Coming up here on WEEI Afternoons, it's like Dan Ball and Andy Hart created a segment. It's our Stanley Cup check segment where Dan Ball gets his fix of Stanley Cup action. We check in on former Bruins. How's Monty doing? How's Brandon Carlo doing? How's Brad Marchand doing? A little update on the former Bruins and what's going on in the Stanley Cup playoffs next here on WEEI Afternoons.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.